5-2. Our final head coach, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the tunnel. And Jim,
is there any way, Kelly, can that background noise? I don't know if we can eliminate that. Okay, that's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry about that. A very entertaining game here today. It was fun to see your team battle as hard as they did. Able to answer the Gophers, the first two goals. How happy were you with how your team started out tonight?
I liked our effort the entire game, Kelly. We worked extremely hard. We battled extremely hard. We competed. I loved our effort. We're playing a real good team that's playing at a real high level with Taylor Heisey is having just an incredible year, and she was a difference in the second period. I loved our response. We scored twice to tie the game up, and then she scores and sets up another goal after that. That's the difference. So, I've said it before. That has to be the expectation to come out and play like that all the time.
If your team keeps playing like that, at some point, that success will come. Obviously, looking ahead to next weekend, you're playing another formidable opponent. But before we talk about Ohio State, I was so impressed by how your team responded today just by lifting sticks. The battle, the intensity, you could just feel the energy was a lot higher than yesterday. How do you keep your team bringing that every game?
Well, that's a key, and they, like I said, I love this group. They work so hard. They battle for each other. They had great energy in the locker room. I mean, you could just sense it, and that's a credit to them. It's a credit to the leadership. It's just you just like to see them get rewarded, and we just got to keep plugging away. We got another tremendous challenge next weekend.
Talk about the goaltending. Of course, Kerrigan had a great game yesterday. Hannah again comes up with a big game for you. Both your goalies can hold their ground. That's got to make your decision even harder going into next weekend, doesn't it?
Not really. They're just Hannah was outstanding. They give us a chance, and they did. Hannah did exactly that today. Kerrigan did it yesterday. They're both playing really well, and that's good for our team. I mean, obviously, at some point in time, one of them's going to play, and you get to that playoffs, and that's the key. But until then, if they keep playing the way they're playing, there's no sense in not playing both of them on the weekend.
Paige Beebe had 7 shots on net here today. 5 of those came in the first period. I thought for sure she was going to get one past bench. But she's got to feel a little snake bit out there today. But it's nice to see that hunger, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Paige plays so hard. She just plays 110 miles an hour all the time. And, there was a couple I thought she might get one. But, Lauren came up with some big saves. The out of the 29 shots, she had a good half dozen that were really, really good saves. So, we gave ourselves a chance.
I know you're always talking about those grade A chances, and I thought your team had some of those today that obviously bench stole, but compared to yesterday, a lot more grade A's than yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach, what do you tell your team getting as you get ready for Ohio State next weekend?
We just talked about, we got an opportunity. It's our last home series. We still got a chance to move up in the standings, and that's got to be our goal. And the only way we're going to do that is we got to control what we can control, and we got to somehow get some points next weekend against another outstanding team that's playing extremely well. And that's going to be a challenge, but we'll have a good week of practice, and we'll give her a go next Friday night.
Great effort here tonight, Coach. Have a safe trip home.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.